Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Thought it was a truly a team effort. Special teams, offense, defense, I think everybody's stepped up. Just a culmination of the week. About it being professional, going about their job with all the adversity. And it was an awesome win. Awesome win. So with that being said.
Ron, what were your thoughts, just emotions as the Jaguars were driving down the field in that last possession, and then CJ has the ball in his hands, and it got a little tense at the end, didn't it?
Yeah, it got real tense. I can't imagine what my facial expressions were, but – you know, I thought it was a great game, too good of a game, good for TV ratings anyway. But, you know, at the end, I think this side anyway really liked the way it ended. But it was exciting, and just glad it worked out for us there.
Ron, you were really aggressive on fourth downs. Was that something you guys had talked about as a staff coming into the game?
Yes, it was. We were going to be aggressive, you know, but we weren't going to be foolish. Every time we went for it on fourth down, it was discussed. It was our game analysis person, Matt Burke, was given information, and you know, we all the decisions were based on that information. And but no, it was as a staff, we said we're going to be aggressive, but again, not foolish.
Have you gotten the chance to speak with Robert yet since the game ended?
Only on the virtual. He zoomed in on us as we were breaking down the team, which was awesome. He was excited, it was pretty cool. I wish he had been there in the locker room with us, but. It was good. That's the only time I've talked to him. I have not talked to him personally.
Ron, you said that you always wanted to be a head coach. Obviously, your goals changed. But how does it feel to have been an active head coach for the day and been able to get the win?
You know, I've done seminars and symposiums, getting you ready to be a head coach. Biggest thing I've taken from this experience is the people around me, the PR guys prepping me for these interviews. Scar, the head coach's assistant, with notes and having you in the right place at the right time. It's like a duck, and just bear with me here, it's like a duck on water. Everything looks real smooth, but under the water, it's a lot of pedaling, if you will. And to me, that's the biggest thing I've gotten out of it, is the appreciation for those guys behind the scenes to make things look as smooth as they do.
Ron, what do you think of Zach's elusiveness today and his overall running ability?
Not surprised. I'm glad it showed up today. I know that the OC had challenged him on some of his efforts last couple of weeks, for sure. I can't recall the game, but where he had a lot more yards to go, and he just not playing free. And OC got on him pretty good. And it paid off today. I think he played free. I think he played with confidence, and he was out there and just, like you said, showed his running and athletic ability. Thought it was great.
Is there any more, Coach?
Ron, just with all the COVID issues, you know, guys out there who just signed with the team on Tuesday and Wednesday, what did they show you today, just kind of overcoming all of that?
Just, like I said in the beginning, you know, the professionalism by all these guys. I understand, not with COVID, but I understand these guys that just got here. You know, I was in their shoes at one time. Being away from your family on holidays, being in a hotel room, and just coming out and having to work. I think I'm glad for those guys to take advantage of their opportunity and to come out of this with a win. And again, I think it's a testament to the players we have that were here, their professionalism, and just bound and determined to make this thing work. And I think it showed throughout the game, play after play after play, and really appreciate that professionalism from them.
Ron, can you explain
more
the
for
decision?
Coach, a few more?
Yeah. On the decision to take the field goal at the end on fourth down from the one, you were aggressive all game, and you could have, you know, if you score there, you pretty much ended. Why did you take the field goal there?
Well, defense had been playing really well. Didn't think they were going to score a touchdown on us, and we wanted to get it to at least to make them have to score a touchdown to beat us. We decided that was the time to get the points rather than now, had our defense not been playing as well, you know, we might have been different. But at that point, we wanted to put it in their hands. Make the Jaguars score a touchdown to beat us.
Brian, can you walk us through the fourth and one with Connor McDermott?
Yeah. Tell you, it was a we call that play Wally Cross. It's been in the game plan for 4 or 5 weeks straight now. Feeney has been that tight end, or been that person that would have been in that position to get the ball, and he's been begging. And then just so happened this week, it was the first week that McDermott was that guy. And of course, McDermott has been saying all along, hey, I'm an ex-tight end, you know. And this guy even came to me and was like, what kind of release you think I should use on that? Should I go out and in, or just swimming right now? Like, get away from it. We're not getting you the ball. And but I tell you, Zach, we've ran this play twice in practice this week, and Zach has thrown it to him both times. I mean, with no pressure, no ad-libbing at all, just boom, throw it to him, and he looked very natural catching the ball. And, you know, he made a hell of a catch today, man. I was so happy for him.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.